Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, as you well know, every day we do a variation of topics. I try to get as much as I possibly can in the hour that it's allotted to us here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And so do forgive me if I'm trying to get out there as much information as I can, and it seems like I'm cutting some things off. I'm just trying to get it all out there for you so you can understand the issues in which we have to take responsibility in fixing and bringing to resolve, friends, because we know that the politicians are not bringing about the resolve to these issues. They're actually creating the issues that they want to bring about a resolve to, which meets their political agenda, okay? And that's a global initiative, and we can see that happening right now. And I want to say that to say this, that during the break, okay, I didn't have this on my notes, or these weren't tabs that were pulled up. Again, we're just going shooting from the hip and going right along with it as we are being led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14. So I just did an article. This is just a gist, okay? A PS, a posted script for you concerning what we just heard on the mainstream media and their useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, who would know better than anybody what a useful idiot is. and that is the truth of the matter. And how's that working out for him, by the way? But you just heard that they're going to mandate more vaccinations for people that work for the city. Okay, I want you to keep in mind the city survives off of the tax dollars of the people that work in this country. I want you to also understand Numbers 32:23, that our sin is finding us out, because everything that we're subjecting ourselves to, we are the ones that are paying for our own demise. We're doing this to ourselves. It is a law unto itself, Galatians 6:7. Read it when you get a moment. Now, you just heard about how they're going to mandate vaccinations, okay? Now, what I want you to see is I just covered this morning, had nothing to do with what I was going to talk about today. But what I do want you to check out is the fact that an insurance executive just came forward and said death rates among the working age up 40%. 40%. So what do you suppose the useful idiots in the mainstream media did? How do you think they began to spin their story? How do you think that they began to lead out their narrative? Who did they blame? Did they blame the virus, or did they blame the person administering these experimental jabs? Well, if you chose plan B concerning what they did, in fact, folks, that is the plan that they chose. They're blaming not the vaccines or the experimental jabs. They're blaming the virus, which has a 99.997 recovery rate all on its own. It's a common cold. It's a common cold. But what do we see? Once again, the mainstream media, and in this particular situation, in particular, one of the subsidiary outlets concerning the mainstream media is that of PBS. And PBS did an article, and this is what they had written. As COVID-19 deaths approach 19,000 in Indiana, the insurance industry has been processing claims at a record rate. Okay. Nationally, more than 824,000 people were allegedly or and have been reported as having allegedly died from the virus. That's what they're saying. Okay. We're seeing right now the highest death rates we've ever seen in the history of this business, said Scott Davison, the CEO of One America, a $100 billion life insurance and retirement company headquartered in Indianapolis. The data is consistent across every player in the business. Davison said death rates among working age people, those 18 to 64 years old, are up 40% in the third and fourth quarter of that of 2021 alone over pre-plandemic levels. I'm calling it plandemic, okay? And then he says, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma or 200-year catastrophe would be a 10% increase over pre-plandemic levels, Davison said. So 40% is just unheard of. It's unheard of, he said, okay? And then he goes on and says whether it's long COVID or whether it's because people haven't been able to get health care they need because the hospitals are overrun, which is completely untrue, and it always has been. We've exposed that on film several times for our viewers here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But what do they do at the end of the day, folks? They blame what? Did they blame the experimental jabs, or did they blame the deaths on those that had the virus? Which one do you think they picked? They blamed it on the virus that has a 99.997 recovery rate, folks. Has nothing to do with the experimental jab. This is how the mainstream media covers for those that are in fact responsible for the acting out or exhibiting of a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. Now, it's interesting because when I look at the statistics of all the people that have died from the experimental jab, maybe that's why it's up 40%. Maybe these are the answers that these insurance companies are looking for, or maybe not. Health Impact News just reported 76,789 deaths, 6,089,773 injuries reported in the United States and European databases following the COVID vaccines, the experimental jabs. Well, what do you expect the devil to do? Do you think he's going to tell you the truth this time, folks? Well, PBS and the devil behind his little minions in those useful idiots at the PBS, they want you to believe that the devil's telling you the truth this time. Matter of fact, you can even, folks, point at the people that are telling you that you need to go get your vaccinations. Well, again, Health Impact News comes to my aid. Six Canadian medical doctors died within 2 weeks after their fourth COVID booster shots for employees starting at one hospital alone. At one hospital alone. Can you make that up? I bet that was the virus, too. I bet that was the virus, too. You know, when I wrote the article, friends, I had to cover the fact that when you look at what, in fact, is happening today, and I just want to put the question to the people that are still trying to figure out the truth of the matter, does this apply? Because in Jeremiah chapter 5, 21 through 23, I want you to take note that the Lord said, okay, that is enough. I'm done. He said, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not, jumping a scripture, but this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted, and the Lord said, they're gone. Just think about that. The Lord said, they're gone. That means the line has been drawn in the sand to their own demise at that point. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to make one more point, okay, before we jump over to Ron DeSantis. And I told you this. He sets a record $122 million fundraiser. Gets a standing ovation at Martha's Vineyard. I'm sorry, in Wisconsin concerning what he did with the illegals in importing them to Martha's Vineyard. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. You want to talk about being willfully blind, folks? And the American people are supporting DeSantis doing that which is illegal by importing into America illegals, not deporting them. See, you've been led to believe that he can do the wrong thing, the things that are illegal, but if he obeys the law and he magnifies the law against the crime, for some reason or another, all of you supporters out there, Ron DeSantis, you want to sit there and try to justify what he can't do. But somehow or another, it's okay that he breaks the law. He can't deport them, according to his supporters, but he can import them. And the people that are giving him a standing ovation do not realize that he is the one that's actually pushing forward Joe Biden's agenda. And this agenda has been in play for many decades. Many administrations, folks. You're just seeing the fulfilling of it right now. In other words, you're being overtaken, and as you're being overtaken by illegals, you're praising the very politicians that are alluring them into this country. We're going to get to that in just a moment here. It's important that we get to that, okay? The one more point that I wanted to make concerning how PBS is trying to blame the virus for the 40% increase in the claims made to insurance companies in Indianapolis, instead of actually calling it out for what it is, it's interesting that the COVID virus, there's several strains of it, but we need to keep in mind, friends, that it's equivalent to a cold. And they're blaming the virus for all of the deaths, not the experimental jabs. Well, I just gave you statistics as to who, in fact, is responsible for all of these deaths. It is, without a shadow of a doubt, those that are responsible for the deaths, those that have contrived this conspiracy. through their experimental jabs. I want to show you one more thing just to put the nail in the coffin concerning the facts here, because I know I'm right. And you say that's arrogant. No, it's called confidence. This is nothing new under the sun. We've been warned about this for 30 years. And all of the truth that has come out exposing the conspirators in fact and the crimes that they're guilty of has all been brushed under the rug. Why? Because the American people are listening to the media that they say they don't believe, and they'll have nothing to do with the truth, and that to their own demise. Again, truth is stranger than fiction to these willfully blind individuals, folks. I want you to check this out if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go over to thatofbeforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, Before It's News. Or if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, you'd think with all of the judgments that are raining down upon the American people, they would jump in the ark by now. And the only time they jump in the ark, friends, is when they're afraid. They're fair-weathered friends to the things of the Lord. And the Lord's going to have none of it. Either you're hot or you're cold, but if you're lukewarm, the Lord said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Read Revelation 3 when you get a moment, okay? Health Impact News also reported just this morning, I seen this. Blood clots removed from dead bodies. Funeral embalmer said 85% of all dead bodies now have strange blood clots since the COVID vaccine rollouts. Should we keep pretending, folks, with our oppressors? Should we keep adding strength to tyrants that we've been warned about for decades in this country? Or are we just going to let the truth fall in the street, Isaiah 59, and look the other way? Is that what we're going to continuously do in this country? Because guess what's going with it? Our freedoms that men fought, bled, and died fighting for. And I'm not going to be a part of desecrating that blood, friends. Not me, not here, not ever by the grace of God. 85% of dead bodies reported a funeral embalmer. 85% of the dead bodies have strange blood clots since the rollout of COVID vaccines, reports Health Impact News. Isn't that crazy? Boy, that's just absolutely crazy. Yesterday on social media platforms, I showed you Ron DeSantis, and I've been warning you about DeSantis for a long time now. He's a globalist is what he is, okay? What he says and what he does are two different stories. Here, let me give you a prime example really quick because I want you to see this for yourself. I want your eyes to see it. Not that that matters for some people. Hey, isn't it interesting? Just food for thought while I pull this up. Isn't it interesting how the American people can be enraged at a nation that never did a thing to us? Isn't it amazing how the American people will get behind an administration that attacks a country that had nothing to do with September 11, 2001? That accuses them, by the way, who they were in cahoots with, just ask Rumsfeld and the CIA, they put up none other than that dictator over there, folks. And then when they didn't need him anymore, they threw him under the bus. But they accused him, folks, of having weapons of mass destruction, which, by the way, we played on this social media platform and these radio programs that we play here on a daily basis. We played video and audio for you concerning the president who said we were wrong, George W. Bush, with a smirk on his face. Isn't it interesting how the American people jumped behind Bush, even when General Wesley Clark said they didn't even know who to attack after September 11th. Isn't it amazing that we found, and we knew it during the whole rollout, General Wesley Clark told us that he would have had nothing, or we, the government, would have had nothing to do with Iraq had they not had natural resources. Isn't it interesting how Cheney made $39.5 billion off the ignorance of the American people when the American corporations went over there and stole their oil and destroyed that country and killed millions of innocent Iraqis? Isn't that amazing how the American people just jumped on right away and followed them hook, line, and sinker and believed everything the government said until they made their profit, and then they come out with a half smirk on their face and saying, we were wrong. Because that's what they did. Isn't it interesting how the American people don't want to hear about how they were wrong? Oh, you're wrong. And you're responsible for what you allowed that administration to do to Iraq. You can rest assured, we will reap it. You can rest assured, and rightfully so. If you're on the Lord's side, you're going to hold to His word and the fact that we allowed it to happen. And the American people are, in fact, accomplices to the crimes of what this government has done to third world countries. And by the way, that's why you're hated by the world, friends. Not loved by the world in many cases any longer. It's because of what Americans have allowed their politicians to do to innocent nations. Isn't it amazing how the American people got up on their high horse and said, go attack them, go waste them, go steal their oil, Saddam, Saddam, down with him, hang him. So they did. Isn't it amazing? But when George Bush comes out and says we were wrong about all of it, what do the American people do? They let the next politician do it. And then the next politician do it. And then the next politician do it. To do it. Isn't it interesting how they don't want to come to terms with the fact that George W. Bush told them the truth of the matter? Because their blood, those innocent nations, their blood is on our hands. I don't care how you see it, how you want to try to debate it out of your deceptive minds. The fact of the matter is we're accountable for what we allow this government to do to other countries, and now they're doing it to us. Now they're doing it to us. Even with the smoking gun in hand, the American people still don't hold them accountable. Oh my goodness. How many times have they been busted lying and stealing and killing? And yet the American people still have taught themselves to go ahead and turn on the news channels and listen to Hillary Clinton talk about sparing another nation and helping the children, when in fact she's guilty of all of it. Or Clinton, or the Obamas, or the Bushes, or the Trumps. No matter what they do, smoking gun in hand in every single scenario, the American people give them a pass. And they let them do it again, and they let them do it again, and they do it again. Well, guess what? Now you got a Ron DeSantis. Okay? And again, you've been warned about Ron DeSantis. Okay? Big smiling Ron. He's probably surprised that he's getting away with what he's getting away with. You know, his wife just put out a fleece for Ronnie. And this is what she wants you to know. Governor DeSantis bans sanctuary cities in the state of Florida and requires state and local governments to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. Isn't this the guy that just took the illegals and imported them to other parts of America? Hey, folks, they're saying, hey, just pay attention to what we say. Don't pay attention to what we do. And yet the Word of God says pay attention to what they do and don't pay attention to what they say, Matthew 7:16. I'm going to come right back to this because DeSantis is doing the same thing that they all do, folks. He's a globalist. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is putting the heat on the Senate to pass an elections transparency bill. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the Disclose Act will help get so-called dark money out of politics while closing campaign finance loopholes. He describes dark money as cash that flows in the shadows to influence elections. Analysis from the New York Times shows in 2020, Democrats spent $1.5 billion in dark money compared to roughly $900 million spent by Republicans. The numbers of how many people watched Queen Elizabeth's funeral in the UK are in. Peak viewership for Monday's funeral reached over 37 million viewers. Another 27 million people tuned in for the entire procession. Elizabeth's funeral was broadcast around the world, and it's estimated it was watched by 4 billion people. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Okay. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is what happens when you parrot the mainstream media. You sow a thought, you reap an act. Regardless if it's yours or not. You sow an act, you reap a habit. Yep, the habit is that you're caught up into this cycle. Spiritually speaking, you keep going around this mountain 40 years and 40 years again and 40 years again and 40 years again, and you haven't realized that that's the definition of sanity. And the reason you're going around that mountain again is because you keep doing the same things that you've always done. How about getting back to the Word of God, the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, into the U.S. Constitution? Huh? Sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. And this is why you're reproached to the world now, folks. Because of what you've allowed the politicians to do through their influence. Okay? Sow a character and reap a destiny. And we are reaping it. We're reaping it in a big way. We have another politician, and I told you 2 years ago, he's riding on the coattails of Donald Trump. And is that what he's doing today? Exactly what he's doing. Now they're doing fundraisers for Ron DeSantis. I get him. I don't know how I got on his mailing list, but of course, we get hundreds of these all the time on a daily basis. But he's selling himself as one that has banned sanctuary cities. Oh, he's banning sanctuary cities, but he's taking the illegals and importing them in other parts of the country, and he gets a standing ovation, and he sets fundraising records because the American people have their eyes closed on purpose. 2021, the governor deployed state law enforcement to help secure the southern border. Oh, folks, he's not securing the border. He's going right along with the agenda, and that being Biden's agenda at this current moment, by bringing them into this country and confirming and reestablishing his position by illegally bringing them into the country in the first place. Governor DeSantis delivered on his promise to relocate illegal immigrants to places that claim to welcome illegal immigrants. Well, guess what, folks? That just happens to be America. Ron DeSantis is not sending these illegals into another country, Americans. He's sending them into other states and cities within our union. Do I need to help people with this? Oh, and by the way, this is illegal. It's illegal for these people to come into our country, but keep in mind, they're being allured by mayors and governors such as DeSantis and Abbott, okay? If you look at 8 U.S.C. Code 1325, you will find out that it's a big no-no in this country. Is the prosecution of law coming from Ron DeSantis, or is he illegally importing them to other parts of the country? What do you think, Americans? By the way, it is called seditious conspiracy. It's an act of treason on the behalf of what Ron DeSantis is doing, what Greg Abbott is doing, by bringing the illegals into America when they're here and then importing them to other cities within our union. That is called seditious conspiracy. It's a big no-no. Not only should they be impeached, but they should definitely be prosecuted. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. By the way, if you want the code to what I just stated, friends, concerning those that serve we the people, that are doing what Ron DeSantis is doing, and that are doing what that of Greg Abbott is doing, 18 U.S. Code 2384. It's called seditious conspiracy. 18 U.S. Code 2384, seditious conspiracy. Okay? Is what he's doing illegal? Absolutely it is. Your enemies had to tell you that. Flying migrants to Massachusetts was political, critics say. But was it illegal? Folks, this isn't a war between DeSantis and Biden. DeSantis is actually importing them into the United States, thus furthering the agenda that Biden is pushing. I can't say that enough. Was it illegal? Absolutely. Absolutely. I want you to see this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, Daily Mail. Ron DeSantis gets a standing ovation at speech in Kansas, and there's one in Wisconsin as well, after mentioning flying migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Florida governor reignites 2024 rumors by smashing state fundraising record with $177 million in donations. Now, I want to bring it a step further really quick, if you don't mind. Do you realize the people that are being imported into the United States of America? They're coming from foreign countries. They have different governments. Many of them are coming from Marxist communist nations. Remember how I shared with you yesterday, friends, as to how when all these individuals come from different countries, and many of them are not assimilating, but what they're doing is they come here because they mean to conquer America. Isn't it interesting that when they come here, many of them look at our government and say, wait a second, they're acting just like the government that we came from. Isn't it interesting the American people are the only ones that don't see this, except those that are illegally coming into this country and then saying, whoa, it's just like we just left Mexico. It's just like we left the third world countries, namely the Middle East, or whatever other country that they may have come from. If they're not here to assimilate, that means they're here to conquer. Again, read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. If you look at what these people believe in many cases, these illegals that DeSantis and Abbott are actually dispersing throughout the United States of America and raising fundraising numbers in doing so, and receiving standing ovations, these people are a part of the Communist Manifesto. These people are communist, and they are Marxist. Are we thinking this through yet, America? Are we thinking through who Ron DeSantis really is, or Greg Abbott, who he really is? Because I beg the question right now, what is the difference between Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis and Joe Biden? I'm going to give you the answer. Absolutely nothing. because they're all pushing forth the same agenda. This is why you need to understand that the two-party system is created and it's set up as world wrestling's very worst. These are the clowns in the circus of politics. They're pushing through to the end together. It's called controlled opposition. It's called from that of Stalin. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, and that's how you're getting it through the mainstream media. Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott are put up like the heroes to the American people, but the American people are not paying attention to the fact that those illegals are being dispersed through other parts of the United States of America who are communists, who are Marxists, just like the government that means to control you. So those foreigners coming into America are saying, hey man, boy, a lot of this is just like being at home. Yeah? Well, look at that. The American people, they're praising that guy, but he's the one that dropped the border, and he's the one that flew us to our destination. Wow, and interestingly enough, he flew us into a city where I can go to the city, and they'll give me a welfare check, they'll give me rent money, they'll give me a car, they'll give me a phone. Boy, isn't that interesting? It's a different perspective, isn't it, friends? But that's exactly who they're pulling in to the United States of America. And Ron DeSantis is being praised. He's being praised for it. Greg Abbott is being praised for it, folks, by the American people to their own demise. You ready for this?
And the Kansas governor's race is sure heating up, so much so that today Florida Governor Ron DeSantis campaigned in Olathe for Derek Schmidt. The attorney general faces incumbent Laura Kelly in what looks to be a very close race come November. DeSantis spoke on the importance of the midterms and how much the governor's seat matters.
Look, over the last few years, governors have been more important to people's freedoms than ever before.
How about the sheriffs?
Leftist governors locking.
Leftist doesn't exist. They're DeSantis, and he knows it.
Lifted people up.
Is it not true, folks, that what DeSantis is doing is what he would call or define a leftist is doing? Isn't that what, in fact, he's doing? Yes, it is. Boy, folks, this is a real lesson to people, those that have their eyes closed, because it's exactly what DeSantis is doing. And look at the American people. They're giving him a standing ovation.
Election day is November 8th.
Standing ovation to Ron DeSantis importing illegals into their own backyards.
And DeSantis is facing some backlash now, along with several other Republican governors, over the transportation of migrants.
One legal group helping says they were promised jobs and housing, but were sent to places like Martha's Vineyard and Washington, D.C.
Okay, so wait a second. So now we're seeing that these illegals were promised jobs. Who's promising them jobs, folks? Well, they flew out of Florida. They flew out of Texas. It must be the representative government that's telling these illegals, hey, this is what we're going to give you a job. You've got a job. We're going to get you housing. We're going to get you everything you need on the backs of the taxpayers in America. Who told them that? The state of Florida did. Greg Abbott did. His state. The state of Texas did. And then they said they were lied to because they were flown to different parts of the country. They're being used, folks. They're little political pawns, just like the people that are supporting these individuals. Remember how I just told you, folks? This is going around the mountain over and over and over again. This is exactly why America is going around the mountain over and over and over again. Because you keep following the same people. How many times did Jesus say, beware? How many times did he say, be not deceived? How many times does it need to be reiterated? How many times, you know what? Men need to be told things twice. In this country, men need to be told 10,000 times, and then their lives expire. And then they have to answer to the Lord. Prepare to meet your God. Right? You know what? The fact of the matter is, folks, they're going to meet the very God that they disobeyed their entire lives. Oh, my goodness. They're hastening their judgment to their dereliction of duty, submitting themselves unto a dictatorial regime. Despotic, Marxist, totalitarian regime. Americans are caught up into the same cycle over and over and over and over again. Remember what I said earlier in the book of Jeremiah chapter 5? The Lord said they have revolted. There are people that are gone. There are people that are gone. They refuse to acknowledge the truth. Oh, my goodness. Not a good place to put yourself, folks, if this be in fact you as to who I'm speaking even now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to get right back to the topic.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let's get over to this. Because what I see, we're talking about the very cross to embrace from which many run. And it's important that we all understand this. When we come to Christ, I want people to know what Scripture has to say. Okay, and what Scripture has to say, folks, in Matthew 16 is this. He said that we are to... If we're to follow him and we're to be his disciples, we're to know his doctrines. Okay? John 7:17. I'm over in Luke right now. And, I'm sorry, Matthew. And I'm just thinking about the words of Jesus concerning the issue that we had yesterday on yesterday's show about how people are just hopeless. I can tell you why people are hopeless. It's because of what they're feeding on. And we're called to know the Word of God. He is the bread of life. And if we feed on the bread of life, we're not going to be hopeless. We're going to have hope that overcomes this world because he gives us the faith and the hope to overcome the world in 1 John chapter 5. Okay? It's like the two dog scenario. You put two dogs in the ring. They're both going to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? The dog that's going to win concerning the fight to the death is the one that you feed the most. And what we see in America today is we see so many people that are caught up into their emotions, they're self-condemned, They're convicted. And the Bible says clearly that the wrath of God is upon the children of disobedience. They call themselves Christians, but they don't know why they're in a state that they're in. Because you put yourself in that state in many cases. Not in every case, but in many cases. It's what you choose to feed on. You know, I say it to the kids all the time. What goes in is going to come out. What you eat is what you're going to become. Feed on the Word. And you can ask any one of my kids, feed on the Word. Feed on the Word. Stay in the Word. Every night. Feed on the Word. Get in the Word. It's time to be in the Word right now. I want you to want to be in the Word because that's where your life is. It's found in Christ, in God. Okay? But I want you to think about this. Those that are having a hard time right now. The first thing that Jesus says to those that mean to follow Him is He says, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself. That's the first thing. Deny himself. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us that those that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. How do we do that? Well, it's a work of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5. Okay? The crucifixion of ourselves is not being conformed to the world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. And it's a work of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And I'm thinking of Romans 12:2 as well. So we have to be in the Word at all times. And folks, that's where we want to be. It's not that we have to be there. It's where we want to be there. We want to be because that's where we find our life to be. So Jesus said, if any man will come after Me, right? He said, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. Well, if it's not about you and your emotions because they've already been crucified, then why is it that you're still succumbing? Jesus goes on and says this. He said, take up your cross and follow Me. Then He says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. See, so many people out there today, folks, they're trying to save their life, but they want a little Jesus added into it. And it doesn't work that way. Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Let me say this. I know that this is a word of knowledge for somebody. There's a lot of people out there that are saying, you know what, I'm not going to serve God because He doesn't hear me when I pray. Well, wait a second. What are you praying for? Because in many cases, men pray for something that will take the place of God on His throne. Are you praying for a new house, a new wife? Are you praying for this, that, and the other thing? Well, listen, the Lord knows the issues of your heart. And by the way, when you read Jeremiah, and it talks about in 29:11-13, that if we seek the Lord with our whole heart, we shall find Him. The whole heart. He becomes first, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and then. Get to the point where the and then's, okay? Because He knows what you need, when you need it, and how you need it, and who you need. Okay? And let me tell you, firsthand experience, folks, it's totally true. If anything comes before Him, it's an idol, and He will slay that. How many times people pray for something, and then when they don't get it, they turn away from God? Doesn't that prove the point that I was just making? Because they didn't get from the Lord would have been an idol in their lives, they're mad at God for not getting, because the Lord didn't give them what they wanted. Oh, well, you know, that's why many people are atheists. No, 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 that's ignorance. That's idolatry. You're serving yourself first and foremost. And yet Jesus said that if you're going to be My disciple, you are to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Me. He says, for whosoever shall save his life will lose it, and whosoever loseth his life for My sake shall find it. For what is it if a man is profited that he gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his own soul? Folks, we got to put things in perspective. Christianity, folks, it's not about Bradley Dean. It's about Bradley Dean being used for His purposes, right? Out of our bellies will flow rivers of living waters. Freely you have received, freely give. I'm a conduit. That's what Christians are called to be, right? And we're called to bring answers to the world. And if it's not about me, guess what? My emotions, my feelings, all of that has to go at the cross. And yet when you preach a message such as the one that I'm preaching right now, men get turned off of it because they don't want the spiritual factor. They want to be told, and they want to be preached to concerning the things that appeal to the lust of their flesh. Well, you're not going to get that here. You're not going to get that here, friends. Fact of the matter is, Jesus said what needs to be done. When you look at Philippians 3, I went through this and it's just like, oh my goodness, I just read Philippians just the other day. And I look at Paul. As a matter of fact, if you think of Acts 9, which is coming to my aid right now, it's interesting that he was a self-righteous Pharisee. And when you go to Philippians 3, chapter 3, he starts to talk about how he was a self-righteous Pharisee. And isn't it interesting that when the Lord showed up in Acts 9 and he hit the dirt, isn't it interesting that the first thing that the Lord said to Paul was, I must show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Suffer for my name's sake. Why? Because Paul said in Philippians 3, listen, I want to be found in him. Not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, ceremonial, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now listen carefully. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Why? Because he says in verse 11, chapter 3 of Philippians, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, he said. That I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. That's real grace. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He then says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, let us therefore as many as be perfect. The perfection is found in Christ, not within ourselves. Let your feelings and your emotions go to the cross and keep your eyes fixed on the Christ, folks. The author and the finisher of my faith. Isn't it Paul and wasn't it Paul that said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ? Where I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me? Yes. Didn't the Lord say that we are to be set apart and sanctified? Why, yes, it is. Read 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 17. Didn't the Lord say that it's a lifetime of sanctification by the washing of the water by thy word? Yes. Yes, he did. And by the way, in Isaiah 52:11, it tells us that he only sends forth his sanctified vessels. Okay? And that's in Christ. And keep in mind as well, friends, he only gives the Holy Ghost, Acts 5, what? 29, and I'm thinking of 32, forgive me, 5:32. He gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey. Now let's go back to Paul. Let us therefore as many as be perfect thus minded, and if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Now listen to what he says, okay? Nevertheless, whereto we already have attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. He said, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them with so walk as you or us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross, whose end is destruction. Destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. And he says, for our conversation is in heaven and that alone. Look what Paul rejoiced in. He rejoiced in his trials and his tribulations, folks. And you'll find that in the book of Corinthians, chapter 2, or 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. And when you begin to take heed to what the Word says, you'll understand where the Lord says in Luke 4:18 or Isaiah 61, where the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Keep in mind, the poor were those that lacked the righteousness or were destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, folks. Poor doesn't mean they were broke or they were jilted. No, poor, folks, power under control, under his Spirit, who are rich in faith. And I'm thinking of the book of James. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Isaiah 66:2, to preach deliverance to the captives. 2 Timothy 2:26, and the list goes on. Let's put this into perspective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.